Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern, in which in every program we have a nice story, of course. We learned many things from that short story, inshallah. The topic of today's story is Have My Seat. I boarded a flight a few hours ago and an older Pakistani woman wearing hijab boarded but couldn't speak English or find her seat, and she had difficulty walking. A Caucasian man in seat 1B of first class stood up and gave her his seat and went all the way back to seat 17A, where she was assigned. After landing, I waited for him to deplane and asked why he did that and what he thought of minorities in times like this, because she visibly stood out. And he responded, "I didn't care about her background. I saw an old woman who looked like she could use a break, and it was a short flight anyway, so I didn't mind sitting in the back." I mentioned that it's the norm to be compassionate to one another as human being, but unfortunately it's become a noble gesture in times like this where hate crimes are on the rise, and the political climate has taken a dark turn in recent months. He agreed and then said, "I didn't want to tell anyone on the plane that I'm a strict white conservative," because he had helped someone who was visibly a minority. "But if that were my mother, I'd hope someone else would do the same for her." I thank him for his compassionate gesture and we parted away. It does not matter what race you are, what religion you follow, what color your skin is, what language you speak, what culture you practice, what size you are, how young or old you are. If you have a good, kind heart, you will help another human being as much as you can. Let's find opportunities to do good unto others. As Muslims, we should be even more kind than the man in the story. Let's assist our non-Muslim neighbors, friends, and even strangers if we see that they need our help. And don't forget to smile. Allah will reward you well, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about the themes and lessons that we can take out of these stories. Well, the story we just listened to concerns one of the highly recommended actions in Islam, which is doing good to others. In addition to their personal responsibilities, the faithful people also feel responsible towards others. This is among the basic teachings of Islam and a manifestation of the religion's presence in social arena. Serving people is among the most valuable deeds before God, and in Islam it warrants reward in the hereafter. It is among the strength of Islamic ethics to pay attention to others' needs and help them, serve them, and do good to them and cooperate with others, provided that it meets two conditions, namely purity of intention and sincerity. Serving people is considered among acts of worship, and God has promised great rewards for those doing it. In verse 128 of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. A messenger from your own people has come to you. Your destruction and suffering is extremely grievous to him. He really cares about you and is very compassionate and merciful to the believers. This verse refers to this characteristic of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to care for others' difficulties and helping them on several occasions. According to Islamic criteria, serving and helping people is an art that not everyone can accomplish. That is why many acts of helping and serving end with no result. The most outstanding aspect of worshipping is serving people and fulfilling their needs. In religious teachings, serving people is considered to be a responsibility for every Muslim and among the main plans of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the basis of religious ethics. Okay, for now, let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRB English Radio, and we are talking about doing good and its beautiful consequences and how it is recommended in our holy religion of Islam. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "O Ali, the greatest of actions are the following three: your action in fairness with people more than with your own self, showing equality with your brother for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all states." In this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained the greatest of actions in which the issue of fairness, equality and self-sacrifice and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been elucidated upon. Since our subject of discussion is about self-sacrifice, let's briefly talk about its meaning. So, you know, self-sacrifice, in accordance to the Holy Prophet's narration, means that when a person wants others to be granted bounties and blessings, even if it means that he or she is prevented from these same bounties, such a person is even ready and willing to give whatever he has to other people and not to make use of the bounties which he has. This grand station is referred to as self-sacrifice and happens to be one of the most important humanistic characteristics. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What is the meaning of ibadah? Ibadah isn't only praying. That's one type of ibadah. Ibadah comes in many levels. And if you really want to worship Allah, you have to fulfill the ibadah that He wants. There is one hadith that states, Al-khalqu iyalullah. People are the dependents of God. We depend on God because He blesses us, He gives us rizq and sustenance. Afdalukum ila Allah anfa'ukum li'iyalih. The most beloved of you in the eyes of God are those who help His dependents most. That's charity. See, part of Islam is charity and being humanitarian and giving. If someone's just praying and they're not even giving to other people, that's a deficiency in their ibadah. Because God didn't create you just to worship Him. God created you to give to others, and that in itself is worship. That's what the Prophet ﷺ really taught Muslims. Acts of charity, acts of ihsan, acts of humanity, that's the true ibadah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Thank you.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.